business editor of the Times. He will be back with, you know, what's happening in the markets, as we said, next week from Wednesday. But now we turn our attention to something else entirely. Now, Christmas may be one of the most potent aphrodisiacs known to humanity. Oh, yes, indeed. Each year, more or less 9 months after the holiday season, maternity wards across the West are at their busiest, apparently. Academics now think that they know why, and it's not to do with the cold weather or just a random surge in libido. It's Christmas. We'll find out exactly why this happens, because the gentleman who led the study from the University of Indiana, Luis Rocha, joins me on the line now. Hello.
Hello.
So this is making us all smile because we are British, and that's how we talk about things like this, in this kind of a way. Luis, we all get a bit giggly about it and school childish about it. But how did you find out that interest in sex peaks around religious festivals?
Well, I mean, it was known before that there was a peak in late September, early October in Western countries, and this was always previously attributed to the weather, because it's the winter solstice too. So people thought it was a biological right. adaptation to weather. And but then one of my colleagues in Portugal saw a study in Israel where they showed that the Muslim community and the Jewish community in Israel have completely different birth peaks. And so that led us to think, well, maybe there's more of a cultural element to this than a biological right. element. So we went and studied at the level of the planet. So we started looking, you know, if the biological hypothesis was right, let's look at what happens in Australia. Let's look at what happens in Brazil and Chile. And then we started realizing that it had nothing to do with the winter solstice, but the holiday. So, right, in Australia, they have an interesting in sex online, too, and at the same time as the UK and France and Germany and the United States. And then we went a little further and tried to investigate what is the mood that leads to why are these holidays so propitious for this? Because, for instance, in the United States, just like a month before we have Thanksgiving, and you would think this would happen there. It's also a time where people have parties and food and all that, and it doesn't happen. And in Europe, we looked in Germany and France, for instance. Easter is also a time when kids are out of school, universities are out of schools, and people meet for food at home for Easter, and it doesn't happen either. So Christmas has some special mood behind it, and that's what we investigated by doing something called sentiment analysis on Twitter.
Sentiment analysis. Okay, we'll get into that in a moment. But so basically, you found that an interest in sex, and by that we mean that people were Googling stuff more to do with sex at Christmas time. That's mm-hmm. how you discover mm-hmm. that. So this is fascinating. Yeah. So they're doing this at Christmas, and I say doing it with the wrong emphasis there, but they're quite literally doing it at Christmas, but they're not doing it at Easter.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, for there is sometimes some peaks, some minor increases right around Thanksgiving and so forth in the United States, but it's not significant, not at the level that it happens in Christmas. For sure. The next best one, after Christmas is New Year's Eve, but we can't quite separate because they're so near.
Right.
That I kind of think it's the same phenomenon altogether.
Yeah. Does it happen for other festivals like Eid, for example?
Yeah, so we did study Muslim countries. So at the very end of Ramadan, Eid has also a family-centered celebration where children get a lot of candy and things like that, and we also see the behavior happening then.
Which made
the point that it is a cultural phenomenon and not so much of a biological one that drives this.
It's fascinating. Do you have a sense why it is? Because, okay, so we know it's not about the weather. We know it's not necessarily the religious aspect, because it doesn't seem to happen at Easter, and yet it happens for Christmas time and for Muslims who celebrate Eid and perhaps some other festivals. Do you get a sense that there there is something about, if we stick with Christmas, that there is, it's that combination of, you know, getting together, a celebration time, also potentially some boredom because people are kind of stuck with each other.
Yeah, might be true. We've heard that there is some actually study about the boredom issue, but it was smaller. In Scandinavia, if I'm not mistaken, I think somebody did a study about that, but it was sort of marginal. I think we cited in our paper. I mean, so we tried to approach this from why, right? So we kind of looked at the mood. So we looked at Twitter feeds on the planet. We looked at in total like 1,000 million tweets around the world to try to find out the words that they're using that have a certain sentiment loading. And we did find it. So we identified a particular mood that exists around Christmas that has a correlation with interest in sex online. So by this, it means that every time that mood manifests itself, not just at Christmas later on, maybe not as intensely, you also see statistically an increase in interest in sex. So we are very confident that that mood is behind this. And so the best we can characterize this mood with the tools that we have is that people are happier in general. They are happier. They are calmer too. So they're using less anxious vocabulary, not as excited, say, with political matters and all that. And there's also another dimension, psychological, that we measure. It's not as easy to explain, but it has to do with how controlled by others you feel, or in control you also feel. So there is a neutral kind of, we measured kind of a neutral signal around that psychological dimension. The best I could describe that is people kind of are on their own, left to their own devices. They're not controlled or in control of others.
They're basically very unstressed, they're very relaxed, and they're a little, and I say this carefully, they're a little bit go with the flow.
Exactly. That's how it feels like it. I mean, now you might ask, why is this happening in Christmas? Why this mood in Christmas? And that our study can't tell you. I can speculate, but I've told a few other reporters too. Both of these celebrations, Christmas and Eid, are very children focused.
Yeah.
So maybe that alone is enough of a trigger. I don't know. They're also at the end of cycles in a sense, like it's the end of the year for Christians, and it's the end of Ramadan So maybe this.
You would think though, Louis, you would think that being surrounded by, you know, relatives and it being stressful because you've got everybody coming round and there's dinner to do, da, 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 and being surrounded by screaming children who don't like their gifts would be enough to put anybody off having more children. But
I would think so too. Yes, I mean, being the father of two kids, I think that.
Apparently not. It's fascinating. It's fascinating research. Thank you so much for talking to us about it. I just find it wonderful that that's when people. You see, of course, the irony is I've sat behind a microphone for many years and talked about the fact that every year in January we get the research that says that's the peak time for divorces. So whatever it is that some people are enjoying in December, there's a whole bunch of other people who aren't enjoying it.
Right, not enjoying, that's true. Yeah, we did find, I mean, from this, there was an article that came out about an article that taught me something on Fitness Magazine, and they said that there is a condom sale peak around Easter time, around Christmas. So I mean, they knew something that we didn't know,
there
but
you go.
I'm going to use that in our research. So.
There you go. It all adds up. Louis, thank you so much for talking to us. And
all right, thank you very much.
I wish you a peaceful Christmas. Louis Rocher there, who did the research at the University of Indiana. That's got you all thinking, hasn't it, on your commute home? And you're all thinking how you might be able to grab a few minutes with your special someone. It's Yasmin here with you on Drive Time right the way through to 7 o'clock tonight on Talk Radio. Whatever you're doing for Christmas, I hope your plans come together. We're going to be talking about Christmas telly. Yeah, we are, right after this.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
I bid ye good tidings.
Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho!
We'll get you talking.
I am not a